You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The Lakemba Mosque, located in the hotspot local government area of Canterbury-Bankstown, would normally be preparing to host up to 40,000 worshippers this week. Eid al-Adha, one of the holiest days in the Islamic calendar, begins on Tuesday. But General Manager of Lebanese Muslim Association, Khaled Al-Madin, says this year a sermon will be streamed online.
It's also a really tough time for some people who don't have any other family or who live by themselves. Eid would normally be the time when they would go down to the mosque and they would engage with the rest of the community. So I'm really thinking of them.
Some 600,000 residents in the Fairfield, Canterbury, Bankstown and Liverpool LGAs are unable to leave the area for work unless they work in health or emergency services. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant is urging prayers be conducted in individual households only.
I'm sure there'll be a range of technology deployed to allow you to celebrate this most important time. But we do ask for you to ensure that you do comply with the requirements to keep us, your loved ones, and us safe.
New South Wales has recorded 105 new COVID-19 cases and another death from the virus. A woman in her 90s from southeast Sydney is the fourth fatality linked to the current outbreak. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says persistently high case numbers have left her with no choice but to enforce tighter lockdown bans.
I'm not embarrassed to say that in public life yesterday was probably the most difficult day I've had personally, because we don't take these decisions lightly. They're decisions that affect lives and livelihoods. They're decisions that affect millions of people.
Income support payments of up to $600 are now available to eligible workers in all of New South Wales. Hank Jongen from Services Australia says it's prepared for the surge in demand, with more than 100,000 claims lodged a day. Mr. Jongen says a dedicated phone service will be available for those who face language barriers.
Look, in addition, what we also provide is a multilingual phone service on 131 202. It operates Monday to Friday, and we are well attuned to dealing with people from with language difficulties.
Services New South Wales will also accept claims of up to $15,000 from businesses impacted by the restrictions applying for assistance. But Labor Minister for Housing and Homelessness, Jason Clare, says the payments on offer cannot properly serve the public.
If you can't go to work tomorrow in Bankstown or Fairfield or Liverpool because of these restrictions, then the government's only offering you $600. Last year, when JobKeeper was around, it was $750. For a lot of people here in Bankstown, $600 is the rent. That leaves nothing left to put food on the table for the family.
Meanwhile, Victorian authorities haven't ruled out extending the state's five-day lockdown after recording another 17 cases of coronavirus. All new cases have been linked to current outbreaks, with more than 50,000 tests conducted. Premier Daniel Andrews says it's too early to predict if the lockdown will be lifted when it's scheduled to finish on Tuesday night.
This lockdown won't be on any longer than it needs to be. And I can tell you it'll be much shorter than it would have been. Look at these cases that have just unfolded in the last couple of days. If we'd been open, then we wouldn't be talking about 40, 50, 60 cases. We'd be talking about an altogether bigger number and an altogether longer lockdown. So this strategy is working, and it's only working because our health team are doing an amazing job, but everyone at home is doing an amazing job.
The number of exposure sites in the state has grown to more than 200, with a case identified in the far northwestern town of Mildura linked back to the MCG cluster. Several spectators were infected there after a positive case attended the ground for last week's Geelong-Carlton AFL match. With just over 13% of the population fully vaccinated and the possibility of more lockdowns, additional vaccine doses can't come soon enough. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says 3 million doses of Pfizer have been fast-tracked.
We continue to work to bring forward all of the doses that we can, but we are expecting over the course of this week the first arrival of approximately a million doses in a week from Pfizer, and that will be shared with the states.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.